last night, but we got a little bit of rain. Praise the Lord for
Amen.
that. I just want to take a minute just to encourage all church member. I know our director of communication just made that announcement for this coming Monday. For all of you that are members of the San Jose Central Seventh-day Adventist Church, you are invited. Okay, you are invited, and I want to, as the pastor, I want to encourage all of you to get connected, just like the way we are right now. The meeting will be through Zoom. It will be very important because you'll get to know not what the church is doing, but also to get involved in a lot of things that we will be doing, or and also even to the point to the point of some decision makings as well. So you don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss that. It will be this Monday at 7 p.m. And by the way, Wednesday, last Wednesday, officially we are the Santa Clara County. We are on the red tier. That means that we get to open to reopen the church again with 25% of the capacity of the church. So this Monday we will, in a way, and that's what I said, decision making, right? Usually the church board makes a lot of those decisions, but this Monday we'll be talking a little bit about it, and making a decision to when we should reopen the church. I know a lot of people will probably text me and ask me, Pastor, when? So I will probably say it, if the decision will be made on Monday, that means maybe we will make that announcement the following Saturday, and then maybe the third Sabbath of this month will be back. By the way, I just want to also mention to you that we're not obligating no one, okay, to come. As a matter of fact, if you don't feel that it's appropriate for you, or not appropriate, or you had that fear yet, or you don't have to come, okay? But if you do, you will be welcome. Okay, we'll follow all the procedures, everything, the guidance actually that are required for that, and we won't have no more than 25% of the capacity of our building. This is the reason why I encourage you, to be able to attend that business meeting on Monday. Okay, well, are you ready? Are you
Yes.
ready to listen to God's word? Are you ready to listen to what God's message is for all of us today? Because that actually includes myself as well. Get your Bibles ready. I know I will be projecting all of that scriptures from the Bible, but it's important that you have your Bible there to confirm, okay, if what I'm sharing with you is it actually comes from the Bible. So it's very important for you to have your Bibles ready. So let's just have a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, I want to thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day as we open your words, Father, as we embrace with the message that you have for us today. I want to ask, Father, that the Holy Spirit may give us the discernment that we need. May the Holy Spirit, in a way, clear our minds and open our hearts so that we understand. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I will see if I could share my screen here with you. All right. As you remember, the last message that I shared with you was about that abundant life, right?
Yes.
Okay, so for those that actually listened to that message, I just want to remind you in the next couple minutes what we went over. And for those that maybe did not attend or didn't hear the message, I think this will be very important so that you could catch up. Okay, so Do you remember, in a way, we discover in the Bible, okay, that abundant life, okay, what basically the Bible refers to what that abundant life is all about, okay? So we learn and we discover actually that the act of living was what? Bearing fruit, right?
Yes,
that's what the Bible refers to. You know, being that, you know, living that abundant life is actually bearing fruits. For in every act of bearing fruit, we also learn from the Bible that by doing so, we experience joy, happiness, assurance, and peace. Right. And those are the elements. Those are actually the elements. Those are the things that actually constitute what that abundant life is all about. Okay? Not like many people might think, right? That living that abundant life is like being rich materialistically or having everything, you know, in abundance or things like that. So what as humans, as people living in this sinful world, what people need is to be happy. But to also have that assurance, to have that hope. And also the most important thing is to have peace. All right. And having peace is not having, you know, all the material things, because all the material things, like the Bible refers to, that it will disappear. You know, those things are going to vanish. And a lot of people have actually experienced that. Now we also, so that abundant life is actually, like I said, you know, bearing fruits, you know, and by bearing fruits, we experience, I just mentioned, joy, happiness, assurance, and peace. But also, we also discover that the secret to bearing fruit was what? Or is what? It's abiding. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
For as we abide, you know, the Bible says, you know, for as we abide in Christ, and I will share in what John chapter 15:5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears what?
Much fruit.
Much fruits. For without me, you can what?
Do nothing.
Do absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. So the secret to bearing fruits is what? Abiding.
Abiding.
Abiding in him, for he provides the strength, right, which enables us to bear fruit. That's what Philippians chapter 4:13 says. I can do all things through Christ who what?
Strengthen me.
That's very important for us, all right, to understand. But now, today we will learn, okay, what is to abide in Christ, or how can we be sure to have access to the strength that Jesus provides? So we know in the book of John, right? John 15, because this is what we learn about that abundant life, right? In Jesus' message on that specific chapter, you know, where he refers as the vine and the branches, we discover also the secret of what abiding is all about. And this is what we're going to learn today. So are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes.
All right. Praise the Lord. So what is the secret of abiding? Well, I will tell you. It's one word as well. Abiding is actually obeying the command of Jesus. How many of you say amen to that?
Amen.
That's actually abiding. Abiding is actually obeying the commands of Jesus. See, let's read what the word of Jesus, what Jesus' own word says. If you keep my commandments, all right, I'm in John chapter 15, verse 10, you will what? Abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments, and I abide where? in his love. So, I mean, this is the secret. Okay? The secret basically to abiding in Christ, to abiding in Jesus, okay, is what? Obeying. Obeying or keeping his commandments. That is the only way that you and I are going to be able to abide in him. By keeping his commandment, we, the Bible tells us, that we will be his friends. Look at what John 15:14 says. You are my friends if you do whatever what I command you. And not just being Jesus' friends. Because also the Bible tells us in 1 John 3:24 that we become also his disciples. Look it. Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him and he in him. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit who he has given us. So it's important for all of us. For all of us. If we are, okay, to keep Jesus' commandments, that means we are abiding in Jesus. So what is the principle then of abiding through obeying? What does the Bible tell us about, like what is abiding through obeying? See, we find that the greatest examples above all, it was Jesus. Jesus' relationship actually with his Father while on earth. Because Jesus kept his Father's commandment. And that was the only reason that he was able to abide in the Father's love. Again, this is Jesus' words. Just as I have kept my Father's commandment and I abide in his love. There is no other way around. And even in John 15:10, Jesus said to the people, my food is to do what? To do the will of him who sent me and to finish what? His work. So basically what Jesus is saying here is that in order for me to abide with my Father, I have to do his will. I have to do his commandment. I have to obey my Father's commandments. So Jesus' desire was actually to keep his Father's will. If we continue reading also in John 5:30, look at what it says. I can of myself do nothing. See, even Jesus realized, right, that he couldn't do nothing by himself. Okay? As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. And then John 6:38 says, for I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. So if Jesus understood, if Jesus' example of abiding, because he abided with his Father in his love, we find out that the only way for him to be able to do that was what? By doing his Father's will. By keeping, you know, that commitment, by being obedient to that will, in other words. So we also, just like a Jesus, you know, example to us, so you and I need to abide in Christ by keeping his commands. Look at what 1 John 2:3-6 says. Now by this we know him.
If
we keep his what?
Commandments.
He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar. And the truth is not in
him.
But whoever keep his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. So who is he talking about? He's talking about Jesus. So in other words, if Jesus is telling us that the only way for him to abide in the love of the Father is by keeping the Father's commandment, by desiring to do the Father's will, so you and I ought to do the same thing. How many of you say amen to that? This is what the Word of God is actually telling us. This is what you and I need to do. So we prove ourselves to be liars, the Bible says, if we profess to know him, but do not keep his word. That's what the Bible will call us. That's what the Bible says. It's not me. So if you and I are to abide with Christ, we need to do God's will. We need to be obedient to God's commandment. So certainly, because the Bible tells us so, we can actually certainly and affirm that the secret to abiding is obeying. Obeying God's, obeying, you know, our Father commandment. So now you may be asking, yeah, you know, because our minds, you know, wander sometimes. So most of you may be wondering, is obedience important according to the Bible? Is obedience important? Well, it is important.
Amen.
Obedience is stressed, you know, or throughout the Word of God. You could read about obedience even in the Old Testament, in the New Testament. For instance, in the Old Testament, we read in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12, 13. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep what? The commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command you today for your good. So, obedience is important, yes or no?
Yes.
It's very important. Guess what happened at the beginning of creation? Guess what happened, you know, on heaven because of disobedience, right? It was Lucifer who disobeyed God's will. And guess what happened on earth? It was because of the disobedience of the first creation, you know, the first man that was created, that this world became the way it is right now. It was because of disobedience. So God is asking us to be obedient because it's important. And the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 13, the Word of God said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and what? And keep his commandments, for this is man's all. So the Word of God is so clear, my brothers and sisters. This is what you and I ought to do if we want to bear fruits. All right? If we want to bear fruits, we need to abide. And how can we abide? By keeping God's commandments, by being obedient to the Word of God. And I could show you, you know, I could be, you know, the whole day or the whole afternoon today showing you word, I mean, scriptures, over scriptures and scriptures to show you, you know, that what the Bible stresses about obedience to the whole Bible. Now, let me refer to you to the New Testament, because also obedience is stated in the New Testament as well. Jesus, remember, refers to doing the will of God in the Sermon of the Mount. Look at what Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 says. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. So, but he, right? Who does the will of God. So there is basically a benefit to all of us in being obedient. Remember, the benefit is what? to live that abundant life, right? And that abundant life described in the Bible is having what? Joy, happiness, assurance, and peace. So this is the only way we could find that. Because if you are looking for that kind of abundant life in this world, you're losing your time. You are losing your time. Okay? And this is the reason why, in order for us to be able to live that abundant life, we need to bear fruits. And to be able to bear fruits, we need to abide. And to be able to abide, we need to what? To keep God's commandments. We need to be obedient to those commandments. Look at what also Luke chapter 6:46 says. But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not and not do the things which I say? So obedience is important, my brothers and sisters. It is important. The Bible is telling us that in order for us to be able to be connected with the Father, in order for us to be connected with Jesus, and that is translated as abiding, being with Him, the only way or the secret to abiding is to being obedient, to obey His command, to have the desire to do God's will. So one cannot read much of God's words without realizing that obedience to God's commands are essential if we are going to enjoy God's blessings. It's essential. You cannot enjoy God's blessings without being obedient to His will. See, the verse that or the scripture that expresses this very well is Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9. And we read it earlier, and it says, "And having been perfected, He became the author of eternal salvation to all who what? Obey Him." I mean, what importance, you know, what important it is being obedient to the Lord. It is all. The Bible said it is meant all. Why? Because the author of eternal salvation, right, is God. And it says that all having been perfected, He became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey Him. Now, the question is, are you obedient to God's command? Are you obeying? Or are you desiring to do God's will? I just want to remind you of a few commands that you and I must obey if we are going to abide in Christ, like the Bible says. But not just if we are to abide in Christ, but if He will abide within us as well. So one is that you and I need to believe on the name of Jesus Christ and love one another. How many of you say amen to that?
Amen.
Look at what 1 John chapter 3, verse 23 says, and this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us a commandment. So one of His commands is that we need to what? One of God's commandment to us is that we need to what? Believe. Believe in the name of His Son, Jesus. So how many of you believe in Jesus? But not just that. Another command, another will of God is that we need to repent of our sins. Acts chapter 17, verse 30. Look at what it says. Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to what?
Repent.
To repent. See, God commands to us is that we are obedient to believe in Jesus' name, in his son's name, but also that we are obedient to repent of our sins. But there is others. Look at what the Bible says in Matthew 28, 18, 19. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." I mean, the reason why I'm sharing all this is because these are the commands. This is God's will for us to be obedient to believe in the name of his son Jesus Christ, and to love one another, and to repent of our sins, and also to what? To do his commission. See, this is your purpose. This is the reason why God wants you to believe in him. This is the reason why God wants you to repent. Because this is actually the action. Believe it or not, this right here is what's going to help all of us to abide perfectly in Christ if we are doing his work, if we are doing, you know, the purpose that we were set for in this world. But not just that. Also, his command is for us to grow in the knowledge of Christ. Look at what Peter, 2 Peter chapter 3, 18 says, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. Amen." So God's will for us is also that we grow in the knowledge of Christ, but also that we do not forsake that assembly of ourselves, or coming together in fellowship like we are doing now. Look at what it says in Hebrews chapter 10, 24 and 25. "And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking that assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." So God's will for us to be able to abide with him is also that we come together in fellowship. Okay? In love. Working together, right? Assembling together. In love. So that we are able, okay, to abide in his love as well. Yeah. But also, you know, he also command us and encourage us that the word of Christ dwell in us richly. Okay, in other words, let me just put here what Colossians chapter 3:16 said. "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and in hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." So what God wants us for us is that his word, the word of Christ, the word of God, should dwell richly in our hearts. And there is one more, because he wants us to devote ourselves in prayer as well. Colossians chapter 4, verse 3. "Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving." So basically, you know, there is more and more that I could share with you, but I'm just sharing you something that is essential for us. Those commands, God's will for us to be able to abide with him, because it's important. In order for us to believe, to abide in him, we need to believe in Jesus. We need to believe in him. We need to repent of our sins. We need to be also to obey, you know, the Great Commission, to do his work, to do, you know, our purpose in this world. And also we need to grow in the knowledge of Christ. And we need to come together in fellowship with one another. And we also need for his word to dwell richly in our hearts. And every day we need to devote ourselves in what? In prayer. That is essential. The book of Revelation chapter 22:14 says, blessed are those who do his what? Commands. That they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into what? The city. We're talking about heaven, right? Blessed are those who do his commands. Are you doing God's command? Are you being obedient? If you are, you are abiding in him. And blessed are you. So that abundant life is what? Bearing fruits. We need to bear fruits. And the benefit to bearing fruits is abiding. And the secret to abiding is what? Obeying God. So one more time I ask you, how is your obedience to God? How is your obedience to God? My brothers and sisters, friends, if you want to live that abundant life, you need to understand that in order for you to live that abundant life, you need to bear fruits. Those fruits that will lead you to joy, that will lead you to happiness, that will lead you to that assurance, to that hope. Those fruits that will lead you to have peace in your heart. And by bearing those fruits, you basically will abide in the Lord. And if you're abiding in the Lord, the result of that is actually that you are being obedience to do God's will, to follow his commandment. May God bless you. And I hope and my prayer is that we all of us, abide in Jesus. Amen.
Amen.